Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Welcome to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, being brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, at LuckyMojo.com, and by Dr. Keone, DrKeone.com in Cocoa, Florida. Dr. Keone could not be with us today. He felt ill, but he'll be back next week. I'm sitting in for him. My name is Nagashiba, and I hope on the line we have with us Catherine Einwood from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company, my lovely wife. Are you there, Catherine?
Yes, I am. Oh, boy, that was a squeaker. Thank you very much for running out and getting control of the board and taking on the task that Dr. Keone usually fills. I am hearing a little bit of hissing and static on your line. Are you using the cell phone?
I'm using the church phone.
Ah, you might want to be nearer to the base.
Shift my position at some later time in the show.
All right, point it toward where the base is. It works better, but it's a lot of hiss. All right, everyone is saying hello. I hope they are hearing the show. anybody in the chat room, tell us, can you hear the show? Say yes, I can hear it. Yes, says Tammy Lee. Okay.
Great.
All right. All right. Have you picked up Tammy Lee on the line?
No, I'm about
to. She's area code 850. All right.
Thank you.
Well, this is going to be an unusual show. This has happened once or twice before, and I'm just going to let you all know, and for posterity, whoever listens to this show in the Blog Talk Radio archives, this is a Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. We've been coming to you for many years. We do readings. We do rootwork. The co-hosts, myself and Dr. Keone, have been doing the show for a long time. And as some of you know, Dr. Keone occasionally does have some medical issues, and we roll with him. And this is not the first time he has had his dear wife Marilyn call in and say he just can't make it tonight. And so Nagashiba, my husband, is pinch hitting. Neither of us have that lovely baritone voice of Dr. Keone, and we're not going to try to put one on. So you're just going to have to bear with us as we run through the controls and try to get everything set up. What we're going to do is, first of all, talk a little bit about what's new at both of us. And I'm going to speak on Dr. K's behalf. Dr. Keone has just set up this week a Facebook page for Church of Juju. Now, this is Dr. K's church, otherwise known as the First Spiritualist Church of African Traditions, Yahweh. But that's a very long name. So at Facebook, it's known as Church of Juju. And you can like it at Facebook. Just go in and search for Church of Juju. If you can't find it by searching, then you can find it by going to Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, which has a Facebook page, or go to my Facebook page or Dr. Keone's, and there'll be links. It's a sort of a blue circle divided with a cross in the old African manner. And that is a link that we would love to have you link up to and like his page, because he's, just as you all know, we just talked about this in the last couple of weeks, he has built his church. It's a beautiful building, and he is performing readings and root work there, both in the African-American Southern style of conjure and also in the African and Cuban Palo style of work, and he combines them both, as well as working as a spiritualist. So that's what's new with him, and I'm speaking on his behalf. What's new here is we are having a tremendous heat wave here in Forestville and out here in California, and usually around this time of year, we start to do baptisms down at the river. We take people out to the river and we baptize them, Missionary Independent Spiritual Church, down at the Russian River. And nobody here to baptize this Sunday, and it's so hot, I swear, if it doesn't cool off and there's nobody to baptize next Sunday, I'm just going to go down and rebaptize myself because it is blistering out here, and we need to go to the water. But we do perform baptisms, and so if anybody needs that service, we are here. But as I said, we may just take it down to the river next week for ourselves. One of the things about Missionary Independent, because we do love the river and we do love the water, we're one of the few churches that allow you to be baptized as many times as you want. You can come along down to the river, and we all get blessed that way. All right. So now I'm going to say a little bit of a word to some of the people in the chat room. I see Brother Vanderson from House of Prophecy Spiritual Church is there. Hello, Brother Vanderson in Birmingham, Alabama. Hello to Conjurman Ali down in Orange County, and I bet it's hot down there in Southern California. And hello to Donna Lee. And Ms. Donna Lee says it's 91 degrees where she is. And words in New York, our friend Ken says he's having a bad rain in New York. Well, I wish you could send us some of that rain because it's dry as all get out here. And of course, Tammy Lee is down there in Florida, and I'll bet you it's pretty hot down there too. So hello to everybody. Oh, here's Mary B. Saying hello. So hello to Mary B. Now I guess what we're going to do is bring Tammy Lee on, and she's going to be picking up the clients and prospective clients. Some of these people have signed in at jujucentral.net. Some of them have signed in at the Lucky Mojo Forum. And they have told us their stories, told us if they've got a reading before or not. And we're going to pick them up and say hi. So are you there, Tammy Lee?
Yes, ma'am, I am, Miss Kat. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being there.
And we are having a heat wave. Oh, thank you. And we are having quite a bit of a heat wave here in Florida. We've got 95 degrees here in the panhandle.
Oh,
so record high.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, y'all need to just truly, we need the warmth to grow the tomatoes and the things like that, but we would like a little bit of rain in between.
Yes,
please,
ma'am.
God.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Well, Miss Kat,
right.
Our first yes, ma'am.
Go
our
ahead.
First caller is going to be Reality Sun Queen that's calling in from the Lucky Mojo Forum. So this would be for Miss Kat and area code 347 and calling in from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, dear. What was the area code again?
Yes, sir, 347.
Okay. Yes, I have her here. And her name is, again?
Realty Sun Queen.
Okay. Hi, is this Realty Sun Queen? Hello? You're on the air at 347. Are you there at the mic?
Uh-oh. Oh. Well.
Looks like we might need to move to the next one.
All right.
Okay. All right. Our next caller is calling from area code 404 in Atlanta.
Very good. I'm making... Hi, you're a caller from 404 in Atlanta. Are you okay?
Yes,
are you...
that's me.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we
okay.
can. Hi. Okay. Ms. Tammy Lee is going to read out what your situation is, and then we'll do some reading, and we'll... get you some root work remediation going too.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Ms. Mary M. And Ms. Mary M. writes in on the Lucky Mojo forums that she's been in a very erotic long distance internet relationship with someone off and on for years now and again, and want to see if we will have the opportunity to finally meet soon, at least by the end of the summer. And if it doesn't look like that from a reading that we will meet, will there still be a lover at the end of the summer, even if it's not him? Mary has not had a reading either with you, Ms. Kat, or Dr. Kiani before. This is her first reading, and she would certainly like to have a reading and also rework spellcasting.
Thank you.
All right. All right. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. You're calling from Atlanta, and you've been in this erotic long-distance internet relation for years. And now I'd like to ask you a couple of things, because I want to
sure.
get a kind of a reality check on the situation. You've never met this person, right?
No.
And what sign are you?
I'm a Leo. He's a Sag.
A Leo. A Sag. All right. Well, that's good, because you're both fire signs, aren't you? I'm
yeah.
sure you know enough about astrology to know that Leos do well with Sagittarius, and they also do well with Aries. And so you have that much in common. You're in Atlanta. Would you mind telling me where the man is located?
Colorado.
Colorado. All right. Now, I don't want you to call his name, but can you give him a name by which I can refer to him?
Justin.
Justin. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to you're Mary M 71. I'm just going to call you Mary. I'm going to call him Justin. All right.
That's cool.
So the first card I get is an interesting card. It's the World. World shows a woman dancing naked in the sky. When I was young, back in the 1960s, I used to call her Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Now I call her Lucy on the Internet.
That's a great name for her.
Yeah. She's a sky dancer. She's out there in the etheric plane. She is beautiful. She is naked. She has a little scarf wrapped around her just to conceal a little bit. She has two wands of power, and she's in a wreath of laurel leaves, which stand for victory. There are four animals watching and observing her, a bull, a lion, an eagle, and a man, which stands for the four fixed signs of the zodiac, or we could call them the four gospel makers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I'm sure that Justin is out there too. So you have attracted more than one man on the Internet. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
So you have you show your wares well in the etheric spiritual planes. All right.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to embarrass you, but this is a card that says this man is definitely interested. He sees something, and he's not the only one. He's not the
only one.
All right. So now I'm going to give you the next card, and you're going to laugh at this one. The next card is the Lovers. That would seem to indicate that there is definitely something between you two that shows you can make love in the physical world. You are like Adam and Eve. There's an angel watching over, and it does seem that there will be some sort of a connection. Now, people say, well, does that mean we're going to marry? Is it going to be perfect? No. It just means that there is some strong sexual connection. It is there for a reason. There are some problems.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what the problems are. The woman, we would call her Eve, stands in front of a tree in which there's apples and there's also a snake. Okay? And the man stands in front of the other tree. You know, there were two trees in the Garden of Eden. And the other one is flames, tongues of flame or fire. And the angel is looking down and saying, you guys sort this thing out because I know how it's going to go. The man is motivated somewhat by a desire. Flame always stands for desire. The woman would like some security. The apples stand for, you know, a more of a life partner. There is some little snake in the grass out there. Actually, the snake's up the tree. There also is a volcano behind them, and the volcano has not exploded yet. So there's a lot of sexual tension and erotic tension between the two of you. It's like a volcano about to go off. Right? It does indicate to me that you well may meet each other. I would say that, you know, we got the World Wide Web card, then we got the hot man and woman card. Now let's see what our third card is. All right? That's where we're going to find the outcome here.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you. The third card is not as good as those first two. There's an awful lot of energy between you two. There may be some delays. The third card is the Three of Wands. This shows that you will have success after a while. It shows a man who's been it shows a man who's standing on a little hill overlooking a bay, and the sunlight has gone down. The sky is yellow like it was sunset, and the water is all golden colored like the sun has set on the water. And he's standing there, and he's got patched clothes. His clothes are torn and ragged, but he's patched them well. That means the relationship had a break, but you patched it. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Absolutely correct. I was married for three and a half years, and of course I had no contact with him during those three and a half years. But but when I filed for my divorce, I contacted him as soon as the papers were underway. And we picked up immediately where we left off. This was last February.
Yeah.
And the divorce was finalized May the 10th.
Well, this shows someone getting what they want, but later in life. It's a metaphor, later in the day. But this man has sent his ships out, you know, hoping to bring back treasure. But now, time having passed, finally on the water we see three little ships approaching. They could have come in the morning, they could have come at noon, but they're coming in the late afternoon. And if you look at this card in the deck I use, which is the Rider-Waite deck, this man, who stands here, is the card of the Magician. In other words, it's the Magician, but now you can see he's got the same little headband, he's got the same cloak, he's got everything the same, but his clothes are patched and his back is turned to us. He has waited a long time for his magic to come true. So it tells me that we have some delay here. You asked, would you meet him this summer? You might. It would be toward the later part of summer. We're in the midsummer now. But there may be some delays. However, the ships do come in. You will meet him. Now, it looks good from that perspective. Whether he'll be a little tattered and worn or you a little tattered and worn might be an issue here. You see what I'm getting at?
Oh, yeah, I do.
May I ask how old you are?
I am 39, turning 40 July the 24th.
Well, you're still very young. You're not as tattered and worn as you could be. I've heard of people who re-meet when they're 72 and get married
Absolutely.
And live happily. Now,
Absolutely.
He's single and free, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, because that's important to this situation. It looks good, honey. It looks good. It looks like there may be a little bit more delays. Now, you want to know what root work you can do, all right?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, we have that world card of the World Wide Web and the lady dancing. Keep on doing what you do. Whatever it is you do with him, keep it revved up and charged up because you're doing it very well.
All right.
You do some sex magic. Do some sex magic on the man. Now, this is a more or less, not an X-rated show. So I'm just going to give you some suggestions that you may understand. Do you have his photo or anything of him personally? Has he sent you anything personal of his body?
Yes.
All right. I want you to do some sexual contact magic with that stuff. If you don't understand it on the radio, we can go into more detail in the forum, but you know, you have to be 18 to understand some of these things. I think you are 18,
sure.
Twice 18, okay?
Sure. I have his photo. I do not have any personal effects yet.
All right.
I've been asking him for them.
Yeah. All right. Have you sent him anything of yours? Any personal thing of yours?
No.
Have you? But he's just got your photo off the internet?
Tons of photos. Tons and tons
All right.
and tons of photos.
All right. Well, what I want you to do, you have his street address. I want you to mail him something that you have touched in a sexual way.
I do not have his street address yet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We got a problem. Big red light.
Yeah.
This is where this delay is coming up. All right?
Yeah.
So there's something going on hinky here. There's something. See, I'm seeing this delay card, and I'm like, well, what would stop a man from coming after a beautiful woman that he sees, that he knew before, and he's not married, and he won't give his street address? He wants sex with her. He wants sex with her, but the volcano hasn't exploded yet. All right. So we do have an issue, and this issue does say to me that you will. There is going to be some outcome here because we do have the Three of Wands, but there is a delay. All right. At this point, I'm going to say you might want to think seriously that you may be. You may be being held as a lover. See, that this card, Adam and Eve, everyone looks at that card and they go, oh, best card in the world for love. Not necessarily. I'd like that volcano to explode, and I'd like them to be holding hands instead of standing separate from each other. And we all know what happened to Adam and Eve. There's been a little bit of problem. So so I would try to work for a date, and I would say to him, you know, you're going to come out, and if you are, well, where do you live, honey? You know, in other words, if a man won't tell you his street address, there's a problem.
Yeah,
there's a problem. And I'm seeing this delay card. I'm seeing he will come, but it'll be after a while. And I, see, when I said, well, if you asked if it's summer, and I'm going, well, it's going to be late summer, but I'm seeing sunset here. And and that's a problem. I'm also seeing this raggedy patches on his clothes, and I'm wondering something's worn out here, and you know, so there is a lot of lust and there's a lot of admiration for you, but it's going to be a delay before you see him. Now, now that we know you don't have his street address and you can't even send him something which has had contact sexual magic, I would then start with some sexual magic in your own home. But I would start to try to visit him in dreams. And I would set a time limit on this thing.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a story. I have a husband, and I met my husband on the Internet. We knew each other on the Internet for 4 years. And we didn't flirt or anything, but he said he was going to come to see me. Well, if I've done my math right, and he can interject, was it 13 years ago today, Nagashiva?
Something like that, yes.
It was July 3rd that we met.
Wow.
In 1998.
That's right.
13 years ago today. And
happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. But it took 4 years before we met. And we didn't have a heavy erotic relationships. We just were friends, but we liked each other a lot. We spent a lot of time in each other's company on the Internet. So these things can happen, and they can come true, and you can have a long-term relationship. People are sending us congratulations in the chat room. Thank you, folks. Yeah, it's our anniversary.
Awesome.
But you know, they can happen, but there is some delays here. But I would set myself a limit on him, and I would say, you know, make a date. Make it be Labor Day, for instance. Labor Day is the official end of summer. If you don't at least have his street address and can't send him something by Labor Day, you know what I'm saying? There's something too hinky going on. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You've asked for his street address before, right? And what does he say?
He didn't say anything. This was in chat, and he was like, oh, he said something like, oh, yeah, definitely, I'll give it to you. And then we talked about something else. I don't know if he was really serious. No. Well, he has a Facebook page, but he's not even on Facebook. He doesn't use it.
So he doesn't use it as a messaging system. So can you text?
No.
I
can email him, and that's it.
All right. Email him and ask him for a street address. Say you want to send him something. My sense is I'm going to throw three more cards on this because there's, like I said, there's a hindrance and a delay here. There's lust. There's a hindrance and a delay, and really, it may be that the World Wide Web is where he wants to see you. That first card of the world may be what he's totally after, and he may not actually want to meet with you. Okay, so actually, I just did one more card. The way Dr. K does, if he gets three cards and then you can see he'll do a fourth, and I'm doing the fourth card. And the fourth card I have is the moon. And that is a card that could indicate sterile hopes, someone howling at the moon and things don't come true. If they do come true, it's after a delay. He may just really admire you for, you know, internet sex and really like that, but he may not be a path that leads to a full relationship. Okay? I don't know, but there's something hanging him up here. Something definitely hanging him up. You will see him, but it'll be after a while. It won't, if it's going to be this summer, we're going to be very optimistic. I'm thinking if you don't see him by Labor Day, just put him on the back burner and go on. You got other men. You got three other men showing in this card that admire you on the internet. Is that true?
Excuse me?
I said the first card showed that you have three other men, at least. There's four different men admiring that dancing woman. So
yeah.
I'm just using it as a number. There are other fish in this sea. Other fish in this sea. All right. All right. Well, good luck to you, honey. And so, as I said, do some sex magic on him. Take it to the next level. And I think you know the kind of magic I mean. And try to work with him in his dreams. There's some problems. I do believe that that he has some sort of a fantasy life going on with you, and he'd rather keep it as a fantasy. Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm assuming there's information on dream visitation in the forums.
Yeah, correct. There is. There's a section on dreams, and there's also I don't teach this on the forum. There is in my correspondence course. There's a whole chapter on how to work with people in their dreams. I've described it on the radio. I'll give you a real brief rundown. You're gonna wait till you think he's asleep, and that's going to be a different time zone than you. Wait till you think he's asleep, or get up early when you think he may still be asleep. And then you're going to light a little candle, and it can be dressed with sexual fluids and with some spirit guide oil or psychic vision oil or any of those, spiritual things or, something of that nature. And it can be a white candle, it can be a pink, red, it's something for love.
Okay.
And then you're going to light that candle. Then you're going to sit in quiet meditation. You can use a small crystal ball or crystal point if you like to use those to focus. I do. Some don't. You can burn an incense. That will be a spiritual incense to focus and go up the incense column of smoke. Some do. Some don't. Depends on if you like incense. But whatever you use, some just stare into the raw candle flame and some just sit quietly with nothing. But however you do it, you're going to go astral traveling. And literally, you pull yourself up out of your body, stay connected with your body through what I was taught was called the silver cord. That's an old teaching. You don't want to lose yourself out there in the astral. And you go up and you can go over to where he lives. Have you ever used Google Earth to help visualize where he lives? You don't know his address. You just only know the city in Colorado. But take a little pre-flight over that with Google Earth. But in any case, using all of your imagination powers, your visualization powers, and any actual physical help, such as maps that you may have. But don't have the maps in front of you. I'm just saying use those to prepare your mind. But then visualize yourself going over there and visualize yourself finding his house and going down into his house. You may be surprised. When you come down into his house, he may have another woman in bed with him right there, and that's the end of the story. But he may be alone, and if he is, you say to him, you know, honey, I've come to you in a dream. Don't wake up. First thing you say to him is, hello, honey, don't wake up. Because if he wakes up, the spell is broken. Then you start to talk to him. I need you to call me. I need you to give me your address. I need you to come see me. Whatever it is you want. You can give him a sexual dream by stroking him in the dream land that he's in and the astral land that you're in. But you always tell him repeatedly, like a hypnotic command, don't wake up, don't wake up. And you can work with him. And then you say, when you do wake up, your thoughts of me upon awaking will be beautiful, good thoughts, and you'll want to contact me immediately. Now, he's in Colorado, and you're in Atlanta, so the time zones are different, so you got to arrange that. But you'll know if you succeed. Do it a few nights in a row or a few mornings in a row. Get up real early in Atlanta, which are 2 hours different than him, and you can, you know, get up real at dawn, before dawn, and he'll probably still be a bed. And
we already have kind of a psychic connection going, where whenever I'm thinking about him at night, he will email me or get me on or contact me through Google Chat. And, mm-hmm. and it's been happening over and over and over again for the last few days.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have a strong feeling that if you do that for a few times in a row, you're going to see, because you do have that, that's what that card of the Lovers told me. You guys have a kind of fated connection,
mm-hmm.
but he may not be as free as he presents himself to be. Okay.
Hmm.
All right.
Okay.
We've given you quite a reading, and I hope that was of help to you.
It was. It certainly was. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Good luck to you.
Bless you all. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
Well, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Kat Ironwood and without Dr. Keone, but Nagashiva is here, and Tammy Lee is here. And I'm going to give a couple more shout-outs to some of the people in the chat room. I see Cast is here, and I always love to hear from him. Earth is Stone is here, and people have a lot to say about this last reading, I tend to agree with what was said in the chat room. There is a problem in that relationship. So, Ms. Tammy Lee, want to go to our next caller?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And just a reminder, we have just about 55 minutes left in today's show. And our next caller is David calling from Florida, area code 813.
All right.
From jujucentral.net.
Very good. Hi, is this David at 813?
Yes, it is.
Great. Well, hold on just a moment, and Tammy Lee will read your description.
Okay, great.
David Wright, I've had a problem of spiritual oppression for a number of years. I constantly pull the Ten of Wands, as well as other readers. There's a very long history of spiritual phenomena that has happened to me, but I mainly want to know if this is the result of a practitioner or if something that I did to cause this spiritual oppression. Are there any workings that I can do to free myself of this once and for all? Right now, I have an invocation to St. Michael going constantly, but I feel that there are maybe other things that I can do to make this stick. Thank you. I'm turning it back over to you, Ms. Kat.
All right, hon. Well, I'm not going to pull a card on you right now because I'm going to ask you a few questions. You said that the Ten of Wands have been pulled repeatedly, that you have pulled it and others have pulled it. That says something to me, and I'm going to go with that for starters. Because your question was, is it something you could have done to yourself? Now, those listening on the radio who don't know what the Ten of Wands looks like, I'm going to describe the card. I use the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. It shows a man lying face down on the sand by some water, and he's been stabbed in the back with 10 swords, and they're all still stabbing in his back, and he's lying in a pool of blood, and he looks pretty dead. And the sky is black overhead, but in the distance we see yellow dawn is breaking. Now you tell me, sir, could you have got yourself in that position with 10 swords stabbed in your back? Could you have done that to yourself? You know you could not have. Isn't that right?
Well, I was wondering, maybe I could have done something to provoke people to stab me in the back, you know. I don't know.
Well, I see. In other words, you're asking if someone did this to you for something that you did. Well, that's a whole other question. But you couldn't have done this to yourself. No way in the world that the Ten of Swords comes up and says, you did this to yourself. That is not a suicide card. That is a murder card, to put it in very blunt terms. So, okay, now I have a better fix on what the question is. Okay. Somebody says in the thing that they said the Ten of Wands. You said the Ten of Swords or the Ten of Wands?
In the past, it was the Ten of Swords, but recently has been the Ten of Wands, and that's where they got.
I see. All right. I understand. Yeah, I was right then. The Ten of Swords. Now, you didn't do this to yourself. Someone did it to you. Ten of Wands is more of a card of someone who's exhausted and tired. This one shows a man who is carrying ten wands, and he is going forward, but he's so bent over, his face is resting in those big sticks that he's carrying, and he can't even see where he's going. He's tired. That's someone who's been under oppression for a long time. Very different situation. All right, I'm going to cut the cards, and I'm going to put down three cards. Was this done to you in retribution for something that you did? Because that's really what your question is, isn't did you do it to yourself, but did you betray, harm, or hurt somebody in such a way that they crossed you? Is that, that's more, am I cursed is more what the question is that correct?
Yeah, and yeah, the most basic way of saying it, yeah.
All right. What I get here is a combination of things. The first card is the Nine of Wands. Well, the Nine of Wands shows a man who's been hit on the head. He's got a bandage around his head. He's leaning on one of these big staffs, and behind him there are eight more coming up. He's looking over his shoulder with a feeling of fear, wariness, and a kind of the inevitability of being hit again. So you were into a fight, and I mean on a spiritual plane. There was some sort of a, yes, something happened. I don't know that you, that it's your fault, but you entangled with somebody, and you got a little bit of curse thrown at you. But you should be on the mend. But you've got what I call, and I know this sounds funny, spiritual PTSD. Does that make sense to you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
Yeah. This man with the bandage around his head, we usually say, well, he's got PTSD. He's been hit, and we know he had some sort of a trauma. Now, he's not lying about it, but he's carrying it on into the future where he's now kind of got a suspicious nature and is a little worried about what might hit him next. So you got what I would call spiritual PTSD. So the next card that I see is the Nine of Swords. The Nine of Swords shows someone waking up in a bed, and they have had a nightmare of nine swords. And they are crying, and the swords are suspended over them in the black night. We don't even see a wall. It's just like blackness back there. And these nine swords are there. The person is crying and saying, oh, no, I've been hit. Now, again, on the bed, they are on one of these old-fashioned wooden beds that has a sideboard in addition to a headboard and footboard. And on the sideboard is a carving, and the carving shows one person stabbing another person through the heart. They're sword fighting, and one person has just been killed. Okay? And they're falling backwards, like trying to push the sword out of their chest, but you know they're not going to make it. So that's what the nightmare was. This person woke up from a dream of a spiritual death. They have a coverlet over them, and on the coverlet there are red roses in little yellow squares, and then there are blue squares with all the signs of the zodiac. You actually do have some love and friends around you, but you're not looking at them. Eyes are closed shut, and there's tears in the eyes. So what I see here is that this thing happened a long time ago, but you've been carrying it with you. It is spiritual PTSD. It is not an attack that is hitting you at this moment, but it was an attack. It was very thorough. It knocked you back. It is somebody who did this to you. I believe it was a man. And it was someone who did this to you who, you and him had, do you know who I'm talking about?
I have some ideas, but I mean, to me, like with the first card, you know, I suspect everybody is almost a form of paranoia because of that, you know, so I don't really know who my enemies are, you know, but I don't
yeah.
know how to explain it, but that's pretty much close to it.
Well, this happened in the past, and what's happened is you have carried it onward in your own, you never got cleansed of it. You never got clear of it. You were never completely healed or whole. somebody had either jealousy or envy, someone opposed you, you conflicted with them. For some reason, this person set themselves against you. And yes, they did throw a little bit of a nasty curse on you, and they did it to affect your mind. That's why he's shown hit in the head. You see, you didn't get into a car accident and die. You went into some sort of a mental funk. Things started going bad, and you began to doubt yourself. You began to walk around in a fog, in darkness. One thing led to another, but much of it has to do with the way your mind was attacked. Okay? So you're going to need a cleansing and a healing to get past this. I do believe it is possible because the next card, the third card that in the three-card cut that I have, is a card that shows you will get over it. You will get over it, but you've got to do some of the work, and you may need a helper. And the reason I say that is the next card is the Five of Cups, and that is a sad card. That is a card of a person dressed in black looking down at three spilled cups and thinking, it's over, I don't even know what to do. Now, behind this person, just directly behind their feet, there are two cups that are not spilled. They don't even notice them. What happened quite a while ago. It's metaphorically shown as being across a river. On the other side of the river, there is a ruined castle. No roof on it. It's collapsed. The jungle is moving in. That's over. That what happened is in the past. The river goes under a bridge, water under a bridge. Time is passing. But this person, which is you, has not yet picked up and wiped out those cups and moved on. There's some part of you that keeps on being drawn back into this. Now, there are curses where someone has some of your hair or something of your face or head where they will actually keep your mind trapped, and that may be what's going on. But I would say, to use the Afro-Caribbean way of thinking, you need your head cleaned. You need your head cleansed. You need, you could start with any kind of a spiritual system. It would not need to be from Afro-Caribbean. That's just a term that's used there. Mexican and Spanish people call it limpia, a cleansing, an egg cleansing perhaps. But you need a root worker to help you. You need someone to help you. You're stuck. And it is not something that you brought on yourself. It was something that was done to you. It's of long standing. But like a person who's been shut up in a box for a long time and can't walk anymore because they're kind of crippled, you need to get out and get some fresh air and get some fresh light on this subject, and you need a root worker who will stand by you, who will bathe and cleanse you. Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. All right. Well, I know you can find somebody near you. You could go to somebody who does this kind of work. I know a number of people. Dr. Keone is in Florida as an example. Donna Lee, who's in the chat room, is in Florida, and I'm sure she'll tell me what town she's in very quickly as soon as she can type it. You need to be cleansed, and you need to have someone to stand by you and help you, okay? And what this is going to take a little while to get off. One thing about this card, the Five of Cups, this man is literally on a stage, and so is the card, the Nine of Wands. These cards they're not out in nature. They're on a theatrical stage, and what we're seeing is the backdrop of their fears, hopes, and dreams. And and I just heard from Donna Lee. She's in Homosassa, Florida, if you know where that is.
Homosassa, yes, sir.
Does that ring a bell with you?
It does.
All right. Well, Donna Lee has a shop. She does this work for people. Okay?
Okay.
Right. So, again, somebody who can help you, and you can meet her through the chat room. She does this kind of work. She's saying you need a mental defrag. You know how when you defragment your computer disk, when everything's all mixed up on it and you want to get some more space on your disk, that's how you do it. And she's right. You need a cleansing, and you may need more than one. You need to stop looking at the past. You need to pick up and go forward. But you will not do it without a root worker to help you in person. Okay? And there's a few other people in the chat room saying that they work out of Shreveport. And Donna Lee says she's 50 miles north of Tampa. And I happen to know she's a graduate of my course. She's not a member of AIR, but I know she does this work and does it well. I hope someday she does join AIR. She's just the kind of worker we would love to have. All right. So do you have any more questions about that, or do you want to go on to the next? I mean, is there something else you have to say?
I guess in regards, I mean, I guess you're saying that this is something that might be constant. So would that interfere
with
anything?
No, I did not say
that.
I said it was something done in the past which you have taken into yourself and are kind of, you're still subjected to it. I don't think this is ongoing work. I don't think someone is throwing for you every day. No, no, no.
Okay.
This happened in the past, but you're now in a state of PTSD, spiritual PTSD.
Okay. Okay, so this would not interfere with anything that I'm doing, like on a spiritual level as far as voodoo is concerned, because I got good workings, but it seems like I have a lot of setbacks. I'm not sure if that's maybe the reason.
That's why I'm saying I think you need a cleansing. I think you need a cleansing, and all the work you do will go forward much better.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? This is like a little black cloud that's still over you from before. It is not something that you can endure for the rest of your life. You don't need to. Get a cleansing at the hands of a reputable professional root worker. And as I said, Donna Lee is the closest one I know to you, but there are others. You could do your own cleansings, but I think that that you need help from somebody else, and you've been blocked by this, and you know, this is done because they knew that your head had this tendency towards introspective depression, and so they worked on your head, and now it's become a self-fulfilling prophecy in a sense. See?
Okay.
But you're still strong. You still want to go on and do other works. You still want to grow. You're not going to sit yourself in the closet of life and just say, I'm done. But it is hanging over your head. And if you get it off your head and cleanse yourself, it'll be just like taking blinders off your eyes. You will see things in a new way. You'll be doing a lot better. Okay? But you're going to need a physical contact cleansing with a real conjure worker. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, hon. Good luck to you. And check out Donna Lee if you see her. She's the closest one I know to you, and I don't want to make you travel all across the country. But you might want to also, while you're doing this, make sure you have adequate cleansing and protection on a regular basis. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did you think about that one, Nagashiva? Did you see that one the same way I did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could even hear it in his voice. There's a something hanging back, and it's internal.
Yeah. It's internal. That's a good way to put it. Mm-hmm. All right. How are we fixed for time?
Got about 10 minutes before the hour. This is the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. It's brought to you by LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and by DrKeone.com in Cocoa, Florida. Dr. Keone could not be with us today. He's feeling a little under the weather, probably because of this tremendous heat. I gather it's in Florida also. But he'll be with us next week, all things going well, I'm sure. And if you like, we can bring another guest on the air, if Tammy Lee can do that for us.
Yes.
Miss Kat, our next caller is calling from area code 573 from Farmington, Missouri. And this is Teresa.
Thank you. Just
one
moment.
She goes by the name of Miss T in the Lucky Mojo Forum.
You finding
them? You know what? I do not see anyone with that area code who has their hand up on the switchboard.
Okay, people know how to put their hand up. We're going to give them a little refresher on how to do that, just in case.
Yes, once you've called into our show at 818-394-8535, you'll be accepted by the recorded broadcast of Blog Talk Radio, and then you may press the number 1 in order to be called on and appear on the show. If you want to be on the show, the best way of going about that would be to go to forum.luckymojo.com and find the thread there for this week's show, if it's open, although when we start the show, we usually stop that and begin next week's show. Or you can go to jujucentral.net and find the thread there for this week's sign-up, which is open all the time. Once you've called in, press the number 1, and your hand will be raised. And then we'll call for your area code and your name, and we'll see if you're on the air.
Okay, so let's give Miss T, Teresa, one more chance. Can you go through? Do you see 573?
No, 573
nope.
Does not. Oh, wait, there is someone there now. Yes, hold on just one moment.
I knew. Telling them how to push that button would help them.
Okay. Hi, is this Miss Teresa at 573? Hi.
Yes.
All right. I'm glad you made it. Okay. All right. Miss Tammy Lee, will you read her description?
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. Teresa writes, the man, and she gives his name, that I see we have an open relationship. About once a year, he wants us to settle down. His ex-girlfriend will not leave him alone. She has a fiancé, but he still comes around, and we'll just call him John Doe. The ex-girlfriend and her niece have a sexual relationship. Since the girl was 18, she is now 25. They do this in front of John Doe, and he participates, and the niece's mother watches. He has told the ex-girlfriend that he will never live with her again. If he lives with anyone, it will be me. This niece has recently quit participating in this behavior. He is still seeing the ex. When he does, he always becomes cold and distant to me. And then he will show up and act like everything is okay. And just like it's been a few days since he's bothered with him last. And then she will show up again. His personality changes when she is near. John and I are best friends. We share everything. I know things that he has never told his ex-wives or his ex-girlfriends. He doesn't like it when I start seeing someone else and will come out and ask me to dump them for him. He will want everything to know about who I'm seeing, and he will try to find out where they live. Then he dumps her for her little while, and then he starts in again. He does not mind if she's seeing someone. So she pursues him hot and heavy because of this. He does not like it if me and him do not talk. She is engaged to someone else. She left John Doe when they lived together and married someone else whom she cheated with the whole time, and not just with one man, with several at a time. She even cheated on this man she married when he was dying with cancer. He has told me that he knows that she is using him, and that's why he will never live with her. I have a vinegar jar going, her friends, her niece. I have a honey jar on him, his family. But it seems like she is pursuing him at more since I started this vinegar jar. So how do I get rid of her? Can I hot foot her? How do I get him back in my bed without these breaks? And I turn it back over to you, Ms. Kat.
Whoa. What a story. My mind just started circling around the part where the ex-girlfriend and her niece have a sexual relationship since the girl was 18, and they do this in front of Tom, and he participates, and the niece's mother watches. And these people, you want to be around people like this? Have some
respect. He's totally different when he's away from her. He's totally different when he's away from her, when he has nothing to do with her. He's a really good man. We've known each other since I was 15. We've known each other for 34 years. This has been going on for 6 years with her, with me and her.
Oh, honey, I'm telling you, this is. I'm going to tell you something right out. This is very, very deeply deviant behavior that he is enjoying as well. There is, you say, well, he's different when he's around you. Yes, but why isn't he around you all the time? Because you're not like them. And there is a part of him that would like to have a committed relationship. There's a part of him that just wants to sit around with, now if I understood, the niece, the ex, and the mother, and he participates, and they all watch in some sort of group family orgy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm telling you, honey, sure, they're all consenting adults now. Okay, they're all consenting adults. We're not talking about people who are like in the mainstream of society. We're talking Jerry Springer's Showtime. Okay?
Yes.
We're talking people who have it. But the fact that he does this, and then you're not going to stop him from that. That is his thing. Unless he goes to some therapy or something and changes his life, it might be right for them. If it's not right for you, if you don't want to be down there on the bed with the ex-girlfriend, with the niece, with Tom and his mother, all having an orgy, if that's not your lifestyle, then just run like hell from these people. Because that's what they want. And you can, yes, you can be, it's, you know, he has two parts to his mind, okay? So he's got two parts to his mind. But he will never stay with you as long as that's what he wants out of life. That he will, he's double-minded. He doesn't have a sense of what he wants for real. He's like an alcoholic who goes dry for a few weeks and then goes back to drinking. He's got a thing going on there, satisfies him, satisfies the niece, satisfies the ex-girlfriend, satisfies her mother. I'm sorry, I'm just not going to even throw a card for this.
I never seen this kind of behavior out of him until he got with her, because I've known him for years, and we have been best friends for years.
Yeah.
It never happened until he got with her.
Yeah.
And when he stayed away from her, and we're seeing each other, he's a totally different person. He's a good person. He goes to church. He lives with his parents. And he's really good to them, really good to me then. And then when she starts coming around, he totally flips.
I understand. But I'm telling you, he will never give it up until he decides to give it up. I do not believe that you can win this man away from this situation. I do not believe you can. I think that he has to wake up one morning and say, this is not what I want anymore. Or you are going to be right there in the bed with them. And I'm not speaking against open relationships. I'm not even speaking. I mean, I don't care if a man has sex with any consulting adult, whatever. I mean, they can be twin boys for all I care, as long as they're over the legal age. Let them do what they want to behind their doors, and I don't have to think about it. But whatever it is, seriously, if it's legal, and this is all legal because they are all of age, if it's not what you want, then run like hell, because it's not going to change. He has a double nature, and he wants it, and there's a part of you that's hooked into this thing too. Would you go into the bed with them and do that? Then do it, and do it gladly. But don't think for a minute that you're going to change that situation until he tells you, I don't like that situation no more. Because he is having the best of both worlds. What'd you say?
He does that. He'll come to me and he'll say, I want to stay away from her. I'm done with them and everything. I want us to settle down. I want to do this. And then as soon, he tells her this, and then she'll give him enough time to start coming around me and for us to be happy, and then she starts in coming by his uncle's when he's there.
Yeah.
And bringing her niece and things like that. Or saying, you might be able to talk her into it.
This is one hot mess, honey. And seriously, is there alcohol or drugs involved in this mess too?
He smokes a lot of pot.
Mm-hmm. That's a drug, honey, and you don't tell me it's not.
Yeah, all of them do.
All right. There's too much. There's just too much chaos in that situation. He may want, okay, you want to send her away? She's not the whole thing. There's the mother. There's the niece. It's at this point, it's four against one. All four of them on the bed together.
Well, the niece is staying totally out of it now, and he won't go around the niece's mother unless he's with the niece and his ex-girlfriend. So if the ex-girlfriend's out, he'll be totally away from all of them.
All right. Well, all right. I'm going to give you some advice, and it's going to be advice you're not going to listen to. I already know you're not going to hear me. I'm going to set you a date, and don't waste another day past the date. Later you'll tell me I was right, but there's going to be a date, and you're going to find that date by setting it in your mind. And I want you to do everything you can. Sure, hot foot her, but she's living the life she wants to live. And the best you can do, hot foot her and try to get her away from him, build up some protection. Now, you mentioned, should I hot foot her car? Sure, hot foot her car. Sure, hot foot her. Sure, send her away. Do everything you can. Put her in a bottle and throw the bottle down the river. But you said something very important when you said you had started the vinegar jar on her, her friends, and her niece. But it seems like she's pursuing him more since I started the vinegar jar. Now, I want you to think about that. What kind of strange bacteria lives in a vinegar jar? There are people, this woman strives to live in a state of constant chaotic bizarreness, and probably vinegar jar ain't going to hurt her much. She's already at home in a world of contamination, we might call it, or something of that nature. This is too bizarre for words, too bizarre for words, and I just don't think it suits. The vinegar jar, you say now she's pursuing it more. Okay, so put her in the vinegar jar. Did you make a vinegar jar like a breakup jar with both of them to fight and quarrel? Or just put her in vinegar?
I put for her and him to quarrel and him to quarrel with the niece and all of them.
So you have them all, you have everybody. You have everybody's separate names in a jar of vinegar. You have needles, pins, and nails blocking them so they can't touch each other. Okay, you got dog hair and cat hair and chili peppers and all that stuff. Okay, I just want to make sure I know what you did. And usually we use a kind of a narrow bottle so the names of the one cannot touch the name of the other because the pins and needles and nails keep them apart. Okay, so provided that you did all of that and she's still pursuing him, that's because she's a hard character and she's used to chaotic, very disturbed situations. And you know
she
didn't have an up. She's what?
She's very rough looking, and she
has,
I mean, when they lived together, he had bought a house for him, and she just took off and left, which she had been screwing other people the whole time, and they had the niece living with them, and they were both doing the niece and taking turns, you know, if he was off work.
Oh, you know, honey, I don't even want to hear about this stuff. I don't want to hear about it.
It's really bizarre.
I mean,
it's
bizarre, it's gross.
And she up and left and stuck with a bunch of bills.
All right.
And married somebody else and continued the scene.
All right. You just, you know, I know about families like this. I've heard about families. I'm not going to tell on the radio what I've heard. I've heard family stories even more cruel and weird than that, in which the children were rented out for sex. Believe me, these families exist. Now, the fact that he even has spent time with them, and he says now he wants to go to church, all right, set a time limit. And yes, hotfoot her, I would take that vinegar bottle and I would throw it in a running water in a river and say, let her float out of our lives. In other words, don't just keep on shaking it. Don't keep it on your altar. Let it go. Let her go. You gotta move her on. But I don't think so. I think she pursues him and he likes it. And I think you got a problem man on your hands, not just a bunch of really drugged out women who are playing some weird game. But I think he's got a problem too. So what I would do is try to, you have a honey jar on him, and you might take more attention to that, but set yourself a time limit. Seriously, I think there is another man in your life who's going to be better than this man to come, because this thing, when you look at it from an outsider's point of view, it just looks dreadful because it's too widespread. If you told me, hey, we all do this and we love each other and blah, blah, and you call me up because you just want a job, I go, well, more power to you, go forth and do this. But I'm telling you, you want him to be a church-going man, you want him to be committed, open relationship, not open.
Church-going is, it's being with me. I want him to be with me. And
he ain't going to.
If he was with somebody different, it would be different. But her and all this mess that they do, that's totally different.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if people want to be in an open relationship and see other people are
sure,
that's fine. but you don't pick some trashy thing that's going from man to man and using her niece.
Right.
I think there's a
difference there. That's the thing. An open relationship requires agreement. An open relationship is not the same as tomcatting around. An open relationship is, where people agree. We will see this. The amount of agreement, it depends on the people involved. Some will say,
right,
I will only do this if you know the other. Some will say, I will only do this if you do it in another city. How open, where open, when open, those agreements must be made, because otherwise you're just out there being promiscuous. It's not polyamory. But polyamory means being in love with other people. Love, amory, right? And
right,
you actually have to have some respect and give and take. So this isn't exactly what I would call polyamory. This is some sort of whatever. Now, if it was okay with you, then maybe it is polyamory at the level of commitment that you all want to make. But this is not healthy. This is not good for you, because you're not in agreement with it. And if you're not in agreement, then you're the odd one out. You got four people in agreement, you're the one who's not. So you deserve better.
Even the niece is backed out now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've said my piece, and I don't know whether you heard me or not. But this, set a time limit, and then just walk away. I don't believe that he will change unless he wants to change. He's enjoying it, and it may not look good, like God would approve of it, but God will deal with them later if that's not on God's program of accepted behaviors, you know. And trying to send her away is good. Throw the vinegar jar into the river and say, get her out of here. I'm done. Get her out of here. Those things are good to do. Hot foot her car. But still, she would have no effect on him if he didn't want it to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. You got to clean him up, and I don't think you can clean him up. He's got to take that step himself. Like I said, when I asked if there was drugs or alcohol involved, there is a lure and a seduction to this lifestyle, which is exacerbated by their use of marijuana, which is a drug that makes people lose all sense of time and responsibility if indulged in to too great of an extent. I'm not against the use of marijuana. I'm just saying when it becomes overpowering, that little spirit in marijuana will take over your head, and it has part of what's going on here. So
he's using it
if
all
you
the time
like
now.
It,
and he
yeah,
cuts that out when he's with me.
Yeah, well, I know he's trying for two different lives, but I don't think he's ready to make the change to your life yet, and it won't happen until he wants it to happen. Keep on hot-footing her. Keep on working, but be prepared to set a time limit. The man has declared himself to like this lifestyle, and whether he says, I'm changing, but he's not changing, and she's still coming after him. I'm going to say,
will it change for
a
short period of time? Do you see him coming back to me?
No.
You can
make him come back as many times as like reanimating a corpse. I don't see this one, honey. I know you you don't want to hear what I have to say, but you called me up and you got my truth the way I tell it. My truth the way I tell it is, sure, he may come back one more time and have the same problem all over again. If I was you, I'd get up clean in the morning, take a bath in black walnuts, and just say, I'm done. This is too much for me. I want a good man who I don't have these problems with. You don't need to sit around and fix this broken thing. You know, he's broken, and he's enjoying the way he's broken. And he may beg for help. Oh, but please say, whatever. Just let it go. Let it go. It's over, and you deserve a whole lot better. And if you want an open relationship, find an open relationship in which you define the terms. We will have whatever agreement it is that makes you comfortable. Whatever
mm-hmm.
it is that makes you comfortable. Open relationships have been known to work. They can work. Some of them work for a whole lifetime. But everyone has to be in agreement on them. You can't just have one person saying, I kind of put up with this, but I hate it. You know. So this isn't an open relationship. This is, you got walked over by some other people. And seriously, I don't think this is the right person. All right?
Because when I've moved on, he's come back and said, you know, dump him. Or he said, well, you know, he's gone all the time with work, so why don't you still see me too? He'll never know, or it'd be okay with him. And he went looking for the guy, tried to find out where the guy lived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got
and
problems
very
you
abusive.
Can't fix.
Yeah, he's very abusive too, but not to
come on, honey. Come on. Now, I'm going to just put my foot down. Drop him.
Well, you know, this is abuse, but not the same that he did to the others. He used to beat the hell out of
him. I don't care. Did you hear me? Drop him. I'm going to add another word. Now. Drop him now. Okay? I've said it. Drop him now. Good luck to you, sweetheart. And I hate to be the one who bore the bad news to you. But and I don't want to sound like a you know, your old grandmother yelling at you, but drop him now, okay? That's the word. Okay. Good luck to you, sweetheart.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You very
bye.
Much for calling. Okay, then.
Oh, my God. Sometimes, you know, there are people who don't see the forest for the trees, and there is more going on here than just this strange situation. There's a whole lot more going on here, and I hope she forgives me for yelling at her on the radio. But there's things here I wouldn't have wanted to say on the radio. All right.
I think you were very patient, and it was fine.
All right. Well, I try.
We've probably got enough time for another caller if you'd like to take another one.
I sure would.
Tammy
right.
Lee, would
and
you like to set us up?
Yes, sir. Thank you. And, Ms. Kat, just a reminder, we've got just about 15 minutes left to go in the show. And for all of our wonderful listeners out there, just a reminder, too, that the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and also brought to you by JujuCentral.net. And our next caller would be calling from area code 832 in Houston, Texas, and this is Cookie 55 from the Lucky Mojo Forum, who also has, her name is Vanessa. 832.
Very good. Just one moment.
Yes.
Hi, is this Cookie?
Hello, Cookie. Are you there? Uh-oh.
Let's try her again. Is this Cookie? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ah, there you are, Cookie. We hear you loud and clear from Houston, Texas.
All right.
Thank you. So, welcome to the show, and Ms. Tammy Lee is going to read your situation to us.
Okay. We've got Cookie writes, and she also has Vanessa also in JujuCentral.net. And Cookie writes, and Vanessa, want to restart a honey jar for a former lover. We were very close at one time. The other woman didn't play fair and used her energy to make sure I was out of the picture. She doesn't work and no babies in the house. I know he allows himself to be used, but she doesn't deserve him. I do. What are my options on reusing the old honey jar for the same man? Want to start slowly and build up my energy towards him. Turning it back over to you, Ms. Kat.
All right, Cookie. Well, that's a very good question, and people do ask that question. When you do a honey jar on someone and you let it sit, now I'm going to explain, if you just give me a moment here, to those listening to the show on Blog Talk Radio who may not know, they just opened up this thing at random and they're going, what's she talking about? A honey jar is a jar, sometimes called a sugar jar, sweet jar. You can make them with molasses, honey, sugar, anything of that nature. And you're going to put into it something of that person and possibly a petition, maybe just something of the person, and sometimes just their name. Sometimes you might have their hair. And you're going to, it could be in sugar, it could be in honey. You're going to taste a little of that sugar or honey, and you're going to say, is honey sweet to me? So will so-and-so be sweet to me. You can burn candles on it. You can make it in an apple and bury the apple in a potted plant and grow flowers on it, and the plants will radiate the energy just the same as a candle burned on it. What the question is, after you've made that thing and you no longer are burning candles on it, you set it aside, can you restart it? That's your question, right?
Yes, yes.
All righty. Now I'm going to ask you a few questions about how you made it in the first place. What all did you put in it? Did it have his name, personal concerns, and things?
It had his name, a piece of his clothing. It had a petition, had a picture.
Well, you know your work really well.
Well, I try.
You did good with that one. All right. And did you light set little candles on it?
Yes, I did. I started with pink, and then I went up to red.
Okay. And it was successful at the time you did it.
I think it was. I really can't tell. I couldn't tell at the time. I think I was having pretty good success with it. But as I said before, the other woman does not play fair. She uses her energy, and she's been using it on me as well lately.
I see. All right. So now we have a different situation, because you said we were very close at one time. So you had some effect on him with the honey jar, but she sent her interference. She wanted him. Now, you call her the other woman. Is he married to her, or he's just playing between two women? Is that the idea?
I think he's just playing between us, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's playing between both of us. Not married.
Okay. So first thing we're going to have to do is do a little bit more work on her, because now, like that other woman had mentioned in the previous call, she had mentioned a vinegar jar. Sometimes people, I don't call it a vinegar jar. I would call it a breakup jar or a hot foot jar. You can use vinegar. Some people will use pee in it instead of vinegar, and I tend to like to do that myself. A little vinegar, just a bit, but I also will pee in it. So you can make a little bottle on them. Now, this usually is made in a bottle, not a jar, because, as I explained to the previous caller, you want to put pins and needles and nails to keep them apart. So a hot sauce bottle is a good size, because it's long and narrow. And it already has, you don't wash it out, it already has some leftover hot sauce in it, you see. And you're going to put in the other lady's name, you just wad it up on paper, and then some cat hair on her side, pins, needles, and nails. You can throw in, while you have the thing open, throw in some, anything you want to do, breakup powder, or you can put in some breakup oil, or you could put in some chili peppers, black peppers, and different things like that to make her get away. Then you put dog hair and then his name. And if it's in a bottle, when you shake it, the needles, pins, and nails will keep those two name papers from ever touching each other. But you have to use a narrow bottle and make it right. You'll just see it when you do it.
Okay,
I do those.
I have made one before, and the bottle that I used wasn't narrow. It was kind of short and squatty.
Mm-hmm.
And when I shook it up, it blew up. That wasn't a good sign.
No, there's something interesting. That's when people put a lot of vinegar in, and often it will blow up. I mean, it'll ferment and go crazy in there.
Okay.
That's why the way I make them is a little different. I'll put in a little, a drop or two of vinegar. But what I'm doing is I'm calling in the ingredients as I make it. This is vinegar to sour their relationship, not just drown the whole thing in vinegar, you see? And this, I leave headroom. I don't fill this thing up to the rim and have it fermenting and exploding. But some people, they read about it on the internet, or they just think, I'm going to make this whole thing full of vinegar, then I'm going to put pee in it. Well, the next thing you know, you've got some fermenting thing and it's making gases in there that will explode the jar. So I would try to do it in a more old-fashioned way that would really last. You want to put some powders in there, some oil, some vinegar, and, somehow, like I said, people will pee on it. But, no, they shouldn't explode if you leave enough headroom and if you make them right, okay?
Okay.
And then you want to shake it up, shake it, shake it, shake it. So I would do that as well as to have the honey jar, okay? Now,
okay.
With those vinegar jars, again, the last caller had mentioned keeping this thing around, and I tend to send them off. I don't keep the vinegar jar with me forever. What would I want that in my world for? I want to set it in motion and then set it loose, either in a river if I want her to go away, or buried in a graveyard, let that be the death of their relationship. Or If I was just doing not a breakup jar, because there's two ways to do these jars, if I was just doing a hot foot jar with only her name in it, then I would maybe put it at a crossroads and let the cars run over it, let her drive into the world somewhere, or again, at a graveyard, or again, in a river. Hot foot usually tends to want to send people away, not to a graveyard, but just to send them away. So there's different ways to make these jars. That's why I'm trying to make it clear that you could just do one on her, and that would send her away without them having to quarrel and fight. You could make them break up, too. But now you ask the first question. We'll go back to that. Is it okay to reuse the honey jar? Yes, if it has worked for you well. You might want to open it up and take another little taste of the honey. And this, again, is where all these people who read about these things on the Internet, and I'm sometimes shocked and horrified at what they put in those honey jars or sugar jars. They'll put in all kinds of things that are not edible, and oils and powders and whatever. How are they going to eat the honey? You want to make this thing simple. Keep it simple. And maybe a little bit of herbs in a packet with the name. But they should be, if you're going to be eating the honey, they should be edible. One of the best sugar jars I ever saw was a lady, and I've mentioned this on the radio before, when I was a young girl, she showed me how to make one. She used a sugar bowl, the kind that you serve people their sugar out of for their coffee or tea. And all of the petitions were at the bottom, down at the bottom, and no one knew it. You'd take your spoon and get some sugar, and you didn't know the petitions were at the bottom of the thing. So it was being eaten out by the whole family the whole time, and she'd always just kept it topped up with new sugar. So the idea of making a honey or sugar jar that is inedible is kind of worrisome to me. I see more and more people doing that. They just don't understand the work. They learned it by reading about it, and they didn't learn it from someone who taught them. So, yes, if the honey jar is still good and the honey lasts forever, it doesn't go bad, open it up again. You might rededicate, put another little picture of him in it, and then take another taste of that honey and say, you know, I come to you again, and as honey is sweet to me, so will you be sweet to me and favor me above all others. Okay? So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It does indeed. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, I really, now I'm going to tell you, you said that the other woman didn't play fair. Well, I don't think either of you two women are playing fair. I'm going to tell you also that you said, I know the man allows himself to be used. Well, he does. He's a person who has a bit, he wants to please women, you know? And one of the ways that you can let him come to you is to let him know how much he pleases you. Tell him. How much, you know, tell him that he pleases you. He is a man who lets himself be used by a woman is a man who is seeking approval. And if she's got a mad on and she's harsh on him and you're the one who approves, he will be drawn to that. Now, the other thing that I would recommend is, do you see him at all physically?
You know, we don't see each other and stop and speak to one another, but on the freeway we'll see each other and we'll just look and he'll go his way and I'll go mine. But no, we don't physically say anything.
Well, you're going to have to, before you can get much more going on, you're going to have to be able to talk with him and be able to get in touch with him. If you see each other on the freeways, do you at least wave?
We just kind of look at each other and smile. That's all.
All right. Well, try the next step, honey. Try waving. I mean, you can't make a meal out of a bunch of stones in water. You know, you got to put some potatoes in there. You really do have to have something real going on and not just in your head, because you could spend 4 or 5 years just thinking about this man, sweetening him up in his thoughts, but he'd never do anything. So you're going to have to try to, get back in contact with him. How long has it been since you were in contact?
The last time I actually spoke with him was March the 7th of last year.
That's been a long time. How long were you close to him, and how long were you and him together?
About a year, just under a year. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to say something here. Your chances are decreasing with every passing week because you haven't had physical contact. So make that your first goal. restart the honey jar, but work toward getting physical contact, because without physical contact, it's all over. It's just an imagination game at that point. You need to be able to, because what I was going to recommend next was, do you ever massage him? Are you going to put some love oils in the massage oil? And you don't even touch a man. You need to be able to contact him, okay? So get it to the next stage, you know, but give yourself some time. If it's been, you were together a year and you've been apart a year, I'd call it evens, evens, and call it over. You know what I'm saying? If I was with someone 4 years and apart 4 years, I'd say evens up, it's over. But just keep on going. If you don't have anything better in your lineup, no one else has signed up on your dance card, well, then just keep on trying on this one. But go to the next step. Wave to him and say hi, you know, and be more than smile. And maybe next time after that, blow him a kiss. If he waves to you once, blow him a kiss, right? In other words, you got to be enticing here. He likes to please women. He wants to know he's pleasing. Okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
I'll try.
All right. And give you, like I said, but don't work on it more than past the 1 year limit of when you broke up, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank
all righty.
You so much.
Good luck to you, sweetheart.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, it looks like we're about out of time.
Yes, we are. And so I guess we're going to hope Dr. Kuna comes back next week, rested and well, and see everyone next week when you hear the jug band waltz once more begin their song.
All right.
Thanks,
good
everyone.
Night, all. It was
thanks
nice being with you,
out.
And I hope we see Dr. Keone next week. And thank you, Tammy Lee, and thank
yeah.
you, Nagashiva.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Have a great week.